Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope. Of Hope, family, and friends. This is your host, Minister Kim E. Underwood, coming to bring you a gleam of hope for the entire family. We have something for everyone. That's right. There's something for even the babies here. Tune in every Saturday morning to get your cup of gleam of hope from us. Oh, my God. Last week, I was on the road heading towards Connecticut to do some ministry work. Amen. When you lead a call, you got to do what he calls you to do. Amen. I tell people every time, you know, I'm called to do this, I'm called to do that. Be mindful of the responsibilities that come with the call. Amen. But I am so grateful to God who will always place that individual before me that says, you know what, I know that you have an assignment, but the show must go on. There's still another side of the world that needs to hear what I have to say to them. So I want to thank God for LaTanya, the quarterback rush. She filled in on last week, and we had an awesome topic all month. It really blessed me. She gave me some pearls. Actually, as she just broke it down about new beginnings and when the new year really started in October, the official year. So we definitely going to remind you, amen, as we approach that your new year, our new year now, don't start in January, it starts in October. But our theme really was all about a new beginning and a new year. And I was wondering why God placed that in my heart, but she just confirmed it. So I thank you. And please lift up LaTanya because she had a camp. Meet. She was out in the wilderness and she injured herself, and actually she fractured her ankle. So we want to send her love from the radio today and let her know that we love her, we're praying for her. We know that God is able and he is a healer. So if you missed any of our shows last month, which was just a few days ago, amen, we have something for you right now, just a little brief clip of what you missed. Radio Angel.
Every area of our life, there's a beginning. So now, in the beginning, everything after that is coming to pass or has come to pass.
Oh.
So you have the power to speak in the beginning. This is the beginning. Today is the beginning of the best days of my life. Today is the beginning that I am going to be weight conscious. Today is the beginning that I'm not going to be stressed all the time. Today is the beginning that I'm going to think through the beginning. Because in the beginning, it's a thought. And then you speak it, and it becomes the beginning. Mm. God is awesome.
Mm. Yes, he is. Now, that was just a little snippet of what our elder Hazel Bullock, now known here on the radio, a.k.a. Auntie Hazel, shared with us a few weeks ago. And basically, she was just talking about the ups and downs that she struggled with her weight. But for more gleam of hope that we can pour into you, go to our website. Go to www.themorningglory.org and get your dose of hope. I know that you are going to be blessed. Because I was truly blessed. Today's topic, adjusting to a new environment. I want you to begin to think about your transition in life. From one place to the other, from one school from another, from one job to another, from one relationship to another, from one church to another. It goes on and on and on. But in life, there's always an adjustment. Physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially, is an adjustment. That is part of our development, our maturity in life. So I want you to begin to think about this as we celebrate our students. So this month is all about back to school, and our topic today is adjusting to a new environment. What are some of the things that you believe that our students, our children encounter for the school year? What do you think they deal with? Adapting to a new set of a culture, expectations, and social norms while staying true to their own self is never easy, but possible when you have guests that we have today, when you lean on the Word of God, when you have individuals in your life to pour into, feed affirmations that are going to pour you in for another day, another hour, to get you past that exam, to get you just over that first day of school. So we are here this morning to do just that, to pour into you. Again, today's topic, back to school, adjusting to a new environment. Family and friends, let's get ready to have a gleam of hope with Radio Angel taking us higher.
Yo, P. Stay ready. It's the new swag, baby. Woke up this morning and I told myself, not gonna worry about what I cannot help. People dying innocently, hate is spreading rapidly. I'm not talking apathy, but some things God's gotta work. Whoa.
Joining in, this is your host, Minister Kim, family and friends, right here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope, where we bring you a gleam of hope every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is the place that you want to be because we have something for everyone. I got her good. I got a good. I am gleaming because she is over there rich. She is fuming. She hates to be acknowledged. I say it because she means it. But guess what? You know me. I'm going to love on you until I break it. She was like, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you like a Hebrew slave. She was telling me that. That's what she was doing, y'all. So everyone that's on the switchboard, you know how we do. We show love here on the Morning Glory. So, you know, press that favor button and just wish happy. Say happy birthday to our Kim. I'm excited. I'm getting all tongue-tied right about now. You see what you're doing, Kim? All right, all right, all right. Back to the show. Back to the show. If you're just joining us, our topic this month, we're going to be focusing on our young people, on our students. We're going to be focusing on all of our children who are just back to school. Some of them already entered already. Some of them are going to be entered next week. But guess what? They are going back to school. And some of them, it's a transition, amen. Whether they just left the home or they're going from another grade to the next, from another school to the next, it is a huge transition. So we want to celebrate them. We want to pour into them by giving them a gleam of hope and allowing us as the adults to understand that there is an adjustment physically and emotionally, spiritually, and financially for our young people. They have to adapt to a new way of learning sometimes, of socializing sometimes. They go through various of things. I know I did when I was growing up. Hey, I had to do what I had to do, and I wasn't good at adapting to different environments, but I'm going to tell you that later. So, adapting, what does that mean? Well, Webster Dictionary says that it's to alter or move something slightly in order to achieve the desired fit, appearance, or result. So what do our children, think about this, need to alter or move slightly or permanently in order for them to achieve their desires? To meet the expectation, not only from you, because you know parents, I'm going to say it because I keep it real here. We always have our own expectations about our children. So they have to try to meet our expectation, the teacher's expectation, their counselor's expectation, and don't let them join some type of after-school program. The coach, he got to meet their expectation. And finally, and this is why I put this in this order, their own expectation, which should really be at the top. What is God's expectation for my life? And then how do I line up with that before anything else? So it is a huge transition. So today I would like for you to think about it. Grab your pads and your pens, and we are going to have two phenomenal people. These ladies, I spoke to them briefly behind the scenes, amen, read their bio, but when we come back from a commercial break, we're going to start, and they're going to share a little bit about themselves, and we're going to talk about a new environment when we come back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. But Minister Kim, family, friends, we'll be back.
And this child that you deliver. Our students, new environments. So, with further ado, I want to introduce
Aunt Kimani and Miss Lewis. They're both from Atlanta, Georgia. So shout out to ATL. You are in the house. We love on you today. We want to welcome you ladies to the show. Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning, Kimani. Good morning, Miss Lewis. How you ladies doing down there?
Awesome. Doing
wonderful.
Oh, okay. See, now, wait a minute. Y'all gonna blow it up. We still okay with our weather here. But guess what? I'll come into Atlanta soon.
Awesome.
September 16th to the 21st. Yeah.
Yay.
So all of my Atlanta families, I'm gonna tell you later how you can meet me in Atlanta. But for now, we have Miss Lewis and Kimani. I'm gonna start out with Miss Lewis today. We want to welcome you again to the show. I know you have shared with us briefly by submitting your bio, but I always love for our audience to hear from our guests. So, Ms. Lewis, will you do the honor and just share briefly who you are and tell us a little bit about the program that you are part of, and now, congratulations, have been accepted to be the operational specialist for this awesome program that I'm not going to share, but you are. So I want to congratulate you. I want to thank you once again for being with us this morning and just supporting to our audience today. Ms. Lewis, tell us about you, who you are.
Yes, ma'am. Well, first, I just want to give all glory to God for being here, and thank
Amen.
You guys for allowing me to speak. So my name is Alania Lewis, and I'm a alum of the YUP program, which Kimani attends. And I graduated with the July 2011 class. I started to intern in a company called EPAM Systems, and it was a vendor inside of the Coca-Cola building. And when you just talked about just transition and just going through so many things, so many obstacles and so many transitions started to run through my mind about so many of the things that I just went through and just so many of the struggles that I went through, and I didn't see the light at the end of the tunnel, you know, and but I knew that there was a higher purpose and there was a bigger purpose for me doing the things that I do. Well, I work for a program called Europe Again, like I said, and Europe's mission is to close the opportunity divide by providing urban young adults with the skills, experience, and support that will empower them to reach their potential through professional careers and higher education. And that's what we do. We try our best to reach them. And what we do, and definitely in my group, and Kimani is my advisee, what we do is we talk about community. And to me, one thing I realize that's most important is community. Doing more in your community than you're actually told to do. So when I think about Kimani and just how much she brings so much joy to my life, and it's more than her being my advisee, she's like my baby, right? And I do more with Kimani than I'm scheduled to do. And the reason why I say that is because we have to pour more hours and more time into our children.
Yes.
And we have to do it outside of what we're scheduled to do. Because Kimani has brought so much light to my life. I have children of my own. And the funny thing about it is I talk like Kimani is much older than me, but I'm only 30, right? I'm only 30 years old, but I have so much that was put into me, so much wisdom that was put into me. I have to give it out. I have to spread it out. I have to give it to Kimani, and I see so much of the income money already and the things that she just brings to my life, so much things that she just brings to the office. And we talk about giving her more than what she's scheduled to do. Kimani is scheduled to come to the program every day from 8:30 to 3:30, do her work, and go home. But I don't want that out of Kimani. You know, I want Kimani to do her work, but I also want Kimani to do more things in the community. I want Kimani to do more things in the office. I want Kimani to be seen as the skilled and talented individual that she is. And that's the reason why Kimani was brought to me. I believe Kimani was brought to me by God, because I think about all of the turmoil and all of the things I went through while I went through the program, right? But I think about all those things. There were stepping stones. They were there for a reason. So when I look at Kimani, I went through not being able to find somewhere to live. I went through not being able to feed my children. I went through not being able to have transportation. I went through getting up at 4 a.m. to get to my internship by 8 every day for Kimani. I did this for Kimani so that once I'm strong enough, I could pass this information, I could pass this wisdom, and I could pass this maturity, and I could pass all these great things over to Kamania, and Kamania passes it to the next person. So I think that's the biggest thing that Year Up does.
Oh, God. You know, Ms. Lewis, what I hear is passion.
Mm-hmm.
I hear your passion for what God has aligned you to do. And working with Kimani and all of these other advisories, how you are pushing them past the norm. You know, like you just go to work and do the normal eight to five. You know, no.
Right.
You extend yourself. You be great at what you do. And you add it in, you're like me, I don't mind sharing my age. But, you know, I'm 49, and you said you were 30, and, you know, Kimani is a young adult, and you're like, I can mentor her. I can advise her the best way to go, because I know that you were an alumni from Year Up, and look how God has transitioned you from one position to the next, and it's because you didn't follow the norm. You did the extra. You did the accelerated. Hey, that is awesome, and that's something that hopefully those who are on the line today that you jot down and share with your children. No, baby, I just don't want you to do the norm today. I want you to do the extra. Yes, you're finished with homework, but guess what? You need to study a little bit more because you're not ordinary. You extraordinary. Ah, God, I love you this morning. So I embrace that, and I thank you for sharing that. And I just thank God that God led Kimani to you, and y'all are bounding and just doing awesome things together. I just want to put a pin right there because this is an exciting day. We are celebrating our children, going back to school. We have awesome guests here today. I have so many announcements to share with you, but this is something that I have to do. I'm honored to do so. Caller online, and we're going to bring this caller in right now. Good morning. Good morning. Okay, either it's my phone or their phone.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay? I was on mute trying to get my phone ready. Good morning, Minister Kim.
Good morning, Inspiration of Beauty, Kimberly Arrington. God bless you. I am ready to representing this morning.
Yes. God bless you and to everybody there. And I want to call in because I got my two favorite Kims out here. And I want to say happy birthday to one of our Kims, Miss Radio Angel. Calling all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. I see you have some other ladies from Atlanta, but happy birthday, Radio Angel. We
she's
love you.
On the floor. You're on the floor. Where she at?
Yes. She's
you
I
you
know
a part
she's
of the
like, what is
too. You gonna get you a part of the people too. I'm gonna beat y'all like a Hebrew slave. I'm closing my mouth now.
She got me choking in the studio today. All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait a minute.
Oh,
I got to share this. Let me tell y'all. We family and friends, right? So let me share this. Kim calls me, right, earlier in the week. She said, Kim, let me tell you something right now. I don't want you to even acknowledge in my birthday. You better not do it on the radio. In my mind, I said, oh, it's too late. I don't know what you're going to do, but happy birthday.
Yes.
Angel, Angel, you are loved. Woo!
Yes. I know she's going to get us, Minister Kim, but I just want to say to you, Radio Angel, you are just a beautiful person. And, of course, you, Minister Kim, you know this as well, and you are just your dedication, your friendship, just your love of God that's inside of you just permeates. And I, for one, appreciate you very deeply. And I just want you to know that and everybody out there listening to know just how much of a radio angel, just how much of an angel you truly are. So I love you, and I want you to have an amazing, amazing, amazing day. And you can kill me and Minister Kim a little later.
Yes,
thank you,
guess
and
what?
Yes, you both will get a beat down. You both gonna get a beat down.
Look,
New York style.
Least Kim, you have some space. Because you'll be here in October, hallelujah, amen.
Yes,
so maybe,
yes, amen.
Yeah, you'll be here in October, so maybe that she'll be simmered down by then, okay?
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to enjoy the rest of the show, ladies. And we have some more surprises coming from some beauties. Let me just throw it out there.
Yes. I love you. God bless.
Thank you. Love you, too.
Oh, this is such an awesome day. If you're just tuning in again, I want to just welcome you to the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. This is your host this morning, Minister Kim, family and friends. There is truly something here for everyone that you can grab a hold onto. This is our 7th year here on Blog Talk Radio, and it's because of you why we are here. So I want to thank you from the depths of my heart. Our team are throwing you kisses virtually. I hope you can feel the love from our hearts to your hearts. We say thank you. We want to thank you for this awesome show that we're having back to school, who geared it up with Miss Lewis. Oh, my God, did you hear the passion? 30 years old. Operations specialist at this awesome program year up in Atlanta, Georgia. We're going to hear more from her and Kimani when we come back on the Morning Glory. We'll be back.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want a warm place on a cold day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Did you know that your body is made up of mostly water?
We can't live without it. Delicious.
I can't live without my water. Water is the drink for me. I can't live without my water. And the best part, water's free.
Juice and soda are dessert.
That's why we choose water first.
Water helps us stay alive. Have some water, give me five. I can't live without my water. Water is the drink for me. I can't live without my water. And the best part, water's free. Water washes out the bad stuff. Water washes in the good.
Water is the best choice all the time
for kids of every age.
Learn more at zubertubers.com.
Yeah, so make sure we have our children bring their bottles of water. We have another call in the line, and we're going to get right back to the show, okay? Hold on.
Good morning, ladies. Yes.
Good morning. Welcome. Hey, Wendy.
Kimmy,
I'm
Kim.
Okay, you.
One and two.
Hey.
Happy birthday, Kim. Don't be
you getting beat
now.
Down too. You're gonna get beat down too.
You know, we had a call into the show. My girl is happy birthday, beautiful.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I just want to say, Kim, you are such a phenomenal, amazing, dedicated, devoted woman in your craft and just to the human race, girl. I love you from the bottom of my heart. I'm going to miss you this Sunday. This is my girl, my engineer for my show. I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow night, but I guess I'm going to have to do some of the replays. But I just wanted to thank you, Kim, for all your devotion. And I love you, boo, and I hope you have a blessed birthday.
Well, I love you, too. Thank you so much. And make sure you give Maurice a major, major hug for me. At the back to school event that's being hosted by him in Philadelphia.
Yes, I will, because you know I'm like the co-host, so we're going to turn it out this afternoon.
All righty. All right. Awesome stuff. Oh, my God, Wendy, thank you so much. We love you and appreciate you. We're going to put you back on hold. And guess what? We're going to go. We're going to get back into our segment. Let's talk about some more stuff that our children need to know as we pour into them. We're going to hear from this awesome woman, amen, young woman at that. And Ms. Lewis mentioned her name, but I just think our listeners need to hear from Kimani this morning. So when we be back, no other Kimani Nash right here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with Minister Kim, family and friends, a.k.a. Ask Kimani. Don't forget that. We'll be back.
Come on. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't over. Right before I die, I gotta
get out my dreams so I can be what he meant for me. Not just for me, but so they can see much more of him and less of me.
Right before I die, I gotta
love my enemies. Ooh. Forgive the past and set them free.
Glory International Voices of Hope, and we are just really having a good time. I know I am having a ball here as I celebrate Radio Angel's birthday, as I celebrate a new season here. This is 7 years, and guess what? It is because of you, 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 you. So smooches, hugs, we love you. We thank you so, so much. Today we are celebrating our students, our children. These are our children. Amen. It takes a village to raise them. And I am decreeing the clan that we are going to step up and help each other raise our children by pouring into them each week right here on Blog Talk Radio, right here in the Voices of Hope, where we bring you that gleam every Saturday morning, and no other than having a young person be that gleam for your young children. I'm really excited for Kimani Nash, who is a student studying computer information systems at Savannah State University. Recently, she's had the opportunity to enroll in a wonderful internship program called Year Up in Atlanta, which you heard briefly from Ms. Lewis, which is her mentor, where she is closing the opportunity divide. She will complete 6 months of classroom training where she will obtain the necessary skills for the corporate world. Then she will be placed on an internship where she will be getting able to apply what she has learned and continue on for better job, employment, career opportunities. Kimani is an active member of Light of the World International Christian Tabernacle. She has been active in numerous activities in her church, such as a praise dancer, singing in the choir. She also volunteers in the nursery. She is excited to make her decision to dedicate her time to us here in our ministry, the Morning Glory Community Development. So I am excited for Kimani being our Leadership Corner voice. Kimani, welcome to the Morning Glory.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm good.
Kimani, I don't know if it's your mic, but I do hear feedback. If someone has you tuned into the radio by internet, or if there's a speaker, I hear a background, and I want our listeners to hear you. I think that's much better. So, Kimani,
yes.
Tell us just a little about you, about Year Up, and we go into what you'll be doing here on the radio. I'm just so excited. Are you excited, Kimani?
I am excited.
Awesome.
Right now,
awesome.
Getting ready for my family reunion, so I just had to take time out and grace the radio with my voice. And show my support to the Morning Glory.
See, this is what I'm telling you. See, this is what I'm talking about. Miss Lewis is doing her job. What did she say? She said that they make sure that they don't stay in the norm, they do the extraordinary. Kimani is on a family reunion. She's with her family, so shout out to your family today. I thank you. I thank them for releasing you for this time. So we're not going to hold you long because guess what? You are the new voice. Amen, for our young people, so they're going to get familiar with your voice. But just share with them a little bit about Year Up and how Ms. Lewis has been an integral part in your life. And we'll go in after a break in reference to what you're going to be doing here, all about your recent blog that you did for us. So I'm really excited to share that with our audience. So go ahead, Kimani. The floor is yours, girl.
Okay. Year Up, I really enjoy Year Up. It was my light at the end of the tunnel. It came out of surprise, so I knew it was a scent from God. You know, I was at a rough place in my life at that one moment, and then my mom kind of was like, hey, well, this program where you can get an internship but also learn some technical skills. So when I applied, I thought I applied too late, so you know, I went through the application process and I got accepted. So it was like college or starting a new school or a new school year. It was kind of mind-boggling. So I had to get myself together and give myself a pep talk saying, you know, this is something that you want and this is something that's going to be beneficial to you. So let's just come out on top. So that's what I've been doing so far. Within my 6 months of my L&D, which is learning and development, I learned some technical skills, hardware, some computer applications, some public speaking skills, and just customer service skills altogether, which was a blessing because I am working at Aaron's for my internship, which I'm doing help desk. So I have to talk to the associates there at the store and, you know, just having the correct customer service skills and just being knowledgeable of working with computers has helped me so much. And Miss Lewis, I love her so much. She's been one of my biggest supporters in Europe. Well, after my accident that I had a couple of months ago, she was there to push me through and keep me on top. And I love her, and I love everything that she's doing. And I think she's the bomb.com. She's the boss running the Year Up Atlanta. They got her running around, but she always makes time for me and the other advisors that are in my group.
So, being aware, like you said, that this was God sent, the YEP program, you were going through a rough patch in your life, and you applied for this program, you were accepted. Now, how was it, like, the preparation? Was it anxiety, fears? You're walking into a new environment, you have to meet new people, adjust to a new curriculum. How was that for you, Kimani?
It felt like going back, well, it was anxiety, just, you know, being able to show that I'm capable of doing everything that they're teaching me. And but, you know, once I got through, you know, the first day or the first couple of days, it was just a breeze because I knew that I had the skills and I had the drive to get done, get what I needed to be done, So, you know, it was once I got over that initial anxiety, I knew that I would be able to make it work.
And as you said, it's working for you. You're excited. I want to bring in Miss Lewis just to for her to even share some of the things that she admires about you and just have a dialogue before we go to a quick commercial, because when we come back, we want to know about Ask Kimani. You know, we want to know about Ask Kimani and where are you heading with Ask Kimani and your latest blog here on the radio. So, Miss Lewis, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Hi. But now, you shared a little bit about yourself, about Europe, about Kimani, and Kimani has it the same thing, and she's mentioned you. So together, from a mentor and you, Kimani, as advisory, when it comes to Year Up as a whole, what would you ladies say that not only for other young people that reside in Atlanta, because I also know that they have a year program here in New York, what would you say that will inspire young people to check out Year Up?
Definitely to check out Europe, because Europe gives you the opportunity to be you, right? And to talk about some of those challenges that you've gone through and to understand that challenges are okay and challenges lead you to a victory, right? So when we talk about challenges, what are those challenges? Let's discuss those challenges, but let's not live in those challenges. Let's figure out how those challenges can be a stepping stone to get you where you need to be. Let's use your challenges. And what I love about Kimani is we allow Kimani challenges to give her the fuel that she needs. Because we don't want to be back there anymore, right? We don't want to be back where we used to be. We want to move forward. We want to get to a better place in life. And you can get there. And what we do is we live by example. We lead by example. We lead by leadership. If I say you are to dress business professional, I'm going to dress business professional because I'm going to show you what it looks like. If I say I'm supposed to talk in professionalism and elegance as a woman, I'm going to do that as well so I can show you what that looks like. If I'm to stand up and give a presentation, be poised, show you what it looks like, I'm going to do this first, and I'm going to teach you how to do it, and we're going to do this thing together. And that's one thing I love about Year Up. It's not a handout. It's a hand up, and that's why we call it Year Up, because you have 1 year to step up. We're going to give you the ground. We're going to give you whatever it is that you need. We're going to give you those resources that you need. You just tell us whatever it is that you need, and we're going to make sure that you have that to get you where you need to be.
Awesome. How about you, Kimani? As the voice for our young people, what would you say that you haven't said already?
As far as Europe?
Yeah.
I would say it's just having the support that you need to get through that year and then beyond, because even after we graduate, the Alumni Association is big and supportive, and we always have the support of our advisors and also the staff members that are still there.
So
year up to me and to anybody else that I know that probably went through the program is the support.
Awesome, awesome stuff. And I do believe that in our transition and like just into different environments, different obstacles that come in our life, that we do need a unit, a team, a place where we feel that we're comfortable enough to get support to help us. And I believe just hearing you that this is, you found that place because you was in a transition. You was, you know, in a place that, should I go left, should I go right? And Europe just came in and just swept you off your feet, and you are doing a wonderful job. And I must say this, in the very beginning of last year, Kimani became a part of our mentor program at Stewart's, and she was working behind the scenes. And not for once did I have a struggle with her. No disobedience. And I know it might be broken English what I'm saying, but I just want parents to understand that you're doing an excellent job. I don't care what people think about your kids. You know that when your children are going out there in the world, they are representing the values and the morals that you have placed in them. Because Kimani, I don't care what hour it was, what it was, she made sure. And mind you, she was in college dealing with her own issues, but those flyers that you always see, Kimani did that. The input, information that you might see on the website, that's Kimani. So check out our website as we reconstruct it and build it, because we want to give her that gleam. We want her to shine. So please,
I feel like
check it out.
I feel like Ms. Nash. I feel like Ms. Nash, like a proud mama over here. Like, yay!
Yes! Yes, so please, please, please go check out our website, which is www.themorningglory.org. We're going to put a pin on it, and when we come back, we're going to have more as we talk about back to school on the Morning Glory International Week of Hope, adjusting to a new environment with our awesome guest, Ms. Lewis, and Kimani Nash, a.k.a. Ask Kimani. When we come back, hear who Ask Kimani is. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with Minister Kemp, family and friends. Ladies, would you like to feel more confident, more empowered, all while simply being yourself?
Hello.
I can tell you firsthand that there is nothing more beautiful than a woman knowing exactly who she is. You're special, unique, and you have gifts and talents that make you an individual. Hi, my name is Kimberly Arrington, and I am the creator of I Am Me University, a unique online community of amazing women around the world, all committed to shine. We're just like you. I'm just like you. And it's time to be amazing, to stop being afraid, to live the life that you know you deserve. I'm so honored and blessed to be a woman, and you should be too. You have more in you than you realize. So won't you join us and get ready to be your best self? You can join us at www.immeuniversity.com, and let's let the world know that we are here. That's it, everyone. Check out IME Radio every Wednesday night. Guess what? The information is definitely on our website. It's definitely on our fan page, on Facebook. That is the Morning Glory Ivy of Hope. I love my girl. You heard us earlier. Amen. Inspiration Beauty, definitely stop by. We have some callers, and we definitely want to take them at this time. Amen. We're going to bring in area code 903, and the last four number is 8796. Welcome. Welcome to the show. Who do we have the honor to be tuned in with this morning?
Good morning, my sisters. This is Myra from Texas. Hi.
Hi, Myra.
I just want
special moment.
say if you don't quit mixing me and Kim up. I know the I am got you going, but yes, I am me is Kim, and I am special is Myra.
Yes, but guess what? Y'all all special to me.
Yeah, we are. We are. I love you. I love the show. Happy birthday anniversary to Morning Glory, and happy birthday to Kim. Shut up, Radio Angel.
Thank you.
gosh, one of our awesome neighbors of the porch. We love you. We support you. In case nobody's told both of you, and Ms. Lewis, too, that lady is powerful. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I can't mean that she was talking. But you all are special, and you have special things to do, and keep on doing them. Do it now and talk later.
Thank you, Myra. I love you. I appreciate you. And everyone, please check out I Am Special Movement every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, p.m. your time most likely, but my time, 7 p.m. The number is 712-432-6100, and that pin is 350-28508 pound. We definitely will have that information up when we go into our In the Hood segment. Thank you, Myra. I love you.
I love y'all.
Bye-bye, baby. We have another caller online. Area code is 614. The last four numbers are 3629. Welcome to the show. And where is your neighborhood and where are you calling in from?
Good morning. Good morning. My name is Lisa. I am from Ohio. I am an IME Beauty. And Minister Kim, I am so enjoying the show. Little Miss. So the reason for my call is that I want to say happy anniversary to you guys. 7 is the number of completion. And I want to call and wish Radio Angel, the beautiful, anointed, appointed woman of God, Miss Kim Sutter's happy birthday. And I am just excited. It's all about excitement for me.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Lisa. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much.
I am just blessed because, Minister Kim, I have to say, with Radio Angel, she touched my heart. I've had some things that have happened in my life recently. And just the mere fact sometimes when someone reaches out to you just to let you know that they love you and to be encouraged, it is a powerful thing. And there are powerful women on this line, and I just had to have my voice heard today to make sure that you guys know that there are people in Ohio that are listening and that are excited about what you're doing and are excited about the people that you have online. But I had to call my girl and say happy birthday to her. So that's it, ladies.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness.
You're going to make me cry.
Oh, God.
She's been
really strong through a lot of stuff that she's been going through. I mean, and she's a warrior when it comes to prayer. She be tearing it down.
Wow, thank you so much. Houston is the house. We want to thank you so much, Lisa. Thank you for supporting us and loving on our Radio Angel today. I appreciate each and every one of y'all who are calling in out of your schedules, amen, and just saying happy birthday. Just shower her with love. I appreciate you. We have time for one more, and then we're going to get back to our segment because I need Kimani to go hang out with her family. Today is a special day for them. They are celebrating their family reunion, and she took the time out to spend with us. But I just wanted you to hear, as we have our new segment, this is the 7th year, as Lisa said, and we are doing new things here, and I definitely wanted you to hear, because I want you to know that we have something here for everyone, and she is truly that voice for our young people. But I just have this one call we want to bring in, and the area code is 718, and the last four numbers are 0812. Caller, you're on the air. Where are you calling in from?
Well, good morning, Minister Kim.
Good morning, Brother Ray. God bless you.
God bless you, and congratulations on 7 glorious years, and I wish you many more.
Thank you, my brother. God bless you.
Thank you. And my lovely dear Kim Sutter, happy birthday and many more. May God continue to shine on you so that you can continue to shine on everyone you come across. Believe me, it's working.
Well, thank you, Brother Ray.
My pleasure.
Thank
my pleasure.
You, thank you. Thank you.
And just keep on
keeping
on.
I won't put you in the beat down. I won't put you in the beat down. I'll just save that for the two Kims. I won't put you in it.
And I gotta say, the show is wonderful. I love the direction it's going. And Kimani, you're an inspiration. May God continue to bless you and just keep on doing your thing. You're representing very well.
Oh, how sweet. Oh my God, y'all gonna make me cry. Oh my God, Kimani, that is so special. Amen. Everyone, Brother Ray was once a co-host with us, amen, and he has moved on to some wonderful endeavors. But you know what? Once you're a part of the Morning Glory, you're always a family, no matter where you're at. So I want to thank you for just stopping by and just giving us encouraging words, especially blessing our Kim today. She's going to beat you up too, Ray, because you're nearby. You represent that now and this morning. So she's definitely going to beat you, amen. You just got away. We want to say thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank y'all.
You're welcome. We're going to go to a break, and we come back. We're going to have more of Kimani Nash, our youth voice here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. What I told you? What? Ask Kimani. We'll be back.
Your host, Minister Kim, inviting you to a Westgate family vacation where you and your loved ones can enjoy a luxurious amenities and accommodations that were built just for you, because they definitely have your family in mind. I just need you to submit a nice story about you and your family. And we will be sure to add it to our weekly giveaway list, because we want you to spend 4 days and 3 nights in Orlando, Florida. Just email it to us at hope@themorningglory.org. Again, the email is hope@themorningglory.org. We'll be back. Take a vacation to the Westgate. Trust me, you will have an awesome time, whether it's in sunny Florida or somewhere in the mountains. Guess what? We do have a place for you. So please write something nice and lovely. Amen. Something for the whole family. And let's see if you win our nice vacation getaway for you and the family. 4 days and 3 nights. I would love that. You know, the breaks are coming up. That would be a great opportunity for you to get away with your family. So email us again at hope@themorningglory.org. Kimani, Miss Lewis?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. So, Miss Lewis, because of the awesome work that you and your team, the program has poured into Kimani, and we definitely see it. And I know Kimani has had so many of her parents and so many other people who have poured into her. She stepped up. You pushed her, and she took it. She took the torch. She stepped up and said, hey, this is what I would like to do for the young people. I know that they have lots to say, but I would like to be that voice. So she came up with her own name. So with further ado, I am going to introduce you to our new spokesperson for our young people. This is none other than Ask Kimani. Kimani, tell us what you got for our young people. What's in store for them?
Well, I have a lot of experiences for our young adults and our soon-to-be young adults. This week, I read a blog about just adapting to a new environment, just getting ready for those just graduated high schoolers, our seniors that are going off their first year off to college. What I did was I just showed
shared with them my experiences, you know, my nerves, my anxiety, my emotions, just letting them know that it's okay to have some type of emotion when it comes to going your first year in college. What I also did was I just gave them a little encouragement, saying that, you know, just taking that journey to your, the rest of your life is amazing.
Right, exactly. And I know you have so much to say that is pertinent for our young audience. So I encourage you to always check out our website, check out Kimani on our Facebook page, read her blog, and just hit her up and let her know what you think about it. It's called Back to School, A Journey to a New Life. You can always reach her at Kimani, not Kimani. I'll call you Kimani. Ask Kimani. Ask Kimani. Don't forget, A-S-K-I-M-A-N-I at themorningglory.org. We'll definitely have her information up so that you can reach her. We want you to be connected to her. She is your voice. Amen. And what you say is confidential, as long as it's not life-threatening, amen, towards you or another person, as I am. Mandated by the state of New York. So we will definitely make sure that you are safe and individuals are safe around you. But we know that this is going to be helpful for you, especially in the start of the new year and your transition from one issue to the next. There is a transition from one class to the next. There's a transition, there's a process from one relationship to the next. So Kimani is definitely going to be your voice here. So get familiar with her. Let her know that you heard about her introduction and that you read her latest blog, which is Back to School, A Journey to a New Life. I want to thank you, ladies, so much for just enduring this time with us and bringing that gleam of hope to bless us. Miss Lewis, I take my hat off to you. I say thank you so much for being a part of Year Up. You could have went anywhere else to work, but you decided to stay right there and work with the young people. So I want to thank you so much. And for more information regarding Year Up, I want you to know that we're going to have it for you, amen, so that you can definitely be connected. Again, it is here in New York as well as in Atlanta. So I'll tell you right quick where you can find it at www.yearup.org. You can also go to Facebook, which is Year Up. So definitely check them out. Let them know that you initially heard them here on the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope. But always stop by every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for your gleam of hope, because you never know what Kimani might have for you. All you have to do is ask Kimani, and she'll definitely have something for you. Kimani, enjoy your family weekend. Shout out to your mom and your pop and all your loved ones in Atlanta. And Miss Lewis, I'm so grateful for the awesome connection. I love you. I appreciate you. And when we come back, we're going to have some more surprises for Radio Angel right here. So stay tuned. We'll be back. God bless you, ladies.
Come on. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't over. Right before I die, I got to
live out my dreams so I can be what you planned for me.
Before I die, gotta
love my enemies. Ooh. Forgive the past and set them free, so I can breathe. Bring up the things that are the blessing God has for me. He is for me, not just for you. Ow. I had to learn what I've been through. I can't go through that way again. Be hurt by you that way again. It's not the end.
Then no.
I used to be afraid to die. I used to be afraid to try.
Used to be afraid.
I was too afraid of knowing.
like, you know, tell your children that every day. You need to play that. Maybe that should be like the morning anthem in the house. Right now, get them pumped up and get them ready for school. Is how you wake up your children helps them have a great day. I learned that the hard way, but it's true. When I exercise it, I tremendously saw a difference. One thing I also want Miss Lewis and with Kimani Dash, a.k.a. Ask Kimani, your program, check it out. Go to www.yearup.org and check it out on Facebook. Year Up, and definitely will be an integral part of our season this year. We have so many people here on the switchboard. I want to thank y'all for just celebrating with us today. A lot to celebrate, and I'm just excited to be among you to do that. So we have some more calls we want to bring in. The area code is 858. The last four numbers is 4086. Good morning.
Good
Share
morning,
your name
Minister
and where you calling from. Good morning. Who am I speaking to? Who's this?
Minister Kim, this is Vincent Harris. How are you, man?
I'm not, that's my mental. Ah! Vincent's in the house. Y'all gonna hear him.
Oh, my. OMG is all I have to say. OMG. Where did you find Mr. VK? What? The busiest man on our.
Well, first of all, good morning to each person out here at the Morning Glory. Minister Kim, thank you so much for the show and the platform that you provide each and every week. And then finally, Kim, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
I am so happy for you. I'm celebrating with you.
Oh.
For sure. Oh. I could not allow the day to go by without wishing you a happy birthday and letting you know that we all appreciate you, both Minister Kim, myself, Kimberly, both representative families, that being the Morning Glory as well as Finding Me Radio. Of course, many people don't know, but we know how valuable you are and how much you mean to all of us. And so it shouldn't be done like this all the time just because it's your birthday, but it's still another reason to celebrate you. And we just appreciate you. I know I personally do appreciate you, and I want to let you know that you're valuable. You're somebody who all of us need to aspire to be, as far as their character and how hard they work, and we just want to say thank you.
Oh, my goodness, those words were so sweet. But you know, Vincent, the best,
yes,
the best birthday gift that you could ever give me is putting on a New York Yankee hat, taking a picture of it, and putting it on Facebook.
Oh,
and
no. Oh,
can you give me that gift?
Now, Kim, you know, I think it may be easier to give you money. Oh my God, I'm trying to think, could I actually do it? But you know what? For you,
wow,
on this day, for sure.
Oh,
I love it! Oh my goodness, I'm gonna have to make it my profile photo for at least 1 week. I can't wait.
I am going to find one today. I can't say I'll purchase it, but I will put it on and take a picture.
You don't have to purchase it. I just need to see that you are repping NYC, and the people in NYC need to know that you are repping them as well. As you come here October 16th to be on the PIP platform with Ms. Kimberly Arrington for an evening of chocolate, strawberries, and the real conversation between men and women about relationships. So, I'm happy now. That's all I got to say.
Okay, and I'll make it happen. I promise you I will. I will find
Excellent. Someone
or a store to make it happen.
Don't worry,
if it doesn't happen.
Right? Well, you know what I love about him, Radio Angel? You know Vincent, he's going to make it happen. His integrity is impeccable. He don't play. I'm telling y'all need to be here in New York October 16th to meet
this awesome man of God that gives us wisdom. Him and Kimberly, they rock. At 11 o'clock right here on Block Talk Radio, Man Talk 101. But we're going to get them live. So y'all have to get front row seats. I want front row seats. I'm sorry. I'm being selfish that day.
I'm totally looking forward to being there. Like, really, really looking forward to it.
Yeah. We're looking forward to having you. We are promoting. We encouraging all of our listeners to just be a part. And what I love about, again, Kim, this is Radio Angel, then. Everything she does is always free of mission. How about that? You are being blessed, poured into, getting your gleam of hope, getting you from that one transition to the next, and there is no cost. All she wants you to do is just show up because she believes in you.
Absolutely.
She believes in you. Kim believes in
us.
That's why we do what we do every week. You know, I can speak for Kimberly. That's why we do what we do. But she shows up every week faithfully.
She does.
Yeah. So we love you. Thank you so much, Vince, for just stopping by, and we appreciate you. We thank you so much for supporting us, and I thank you personally for being my mentor. I appreciate you. I appreciate your wisdom, your patience. I just appreciate the man of God in you, and I'm looking forward to today's show at 11 a.m. Vince, can you just tell us your hometown before you leave?
Sure. I'm right now calling out of North Carolina, Greensboro specifically, I'll be leaving here really, really soon, but I could not allow the day to go by where I'm just running around so much where others are pulling on me without saying happy birthday one more time to the radio angel, Kim. We celebrate you.
Amen. Thank you so much. Love you.
Love you, too.
Okay, we have some more callers on the line. I'm so excited. I'm trying to get all of you in. I know you're calling in for various reasons, so we definitely want to get you in. So thank you for holding the line and just being with us today. It's truly been a blessed day here on the radio with you. So we're going to bring our next caller. The area code is 917, and the last four numbers are 3830.
Hello.
Hello. Tell us your name and where you're calling it from.
This is Stephanie from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn is the house.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I just wanted to call and say happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Love you, Kim. I am so excited. It's your birthday. Woo-hoo!
Well, thank you so much, Stephanie. Woohoo! My fellow real estate investor. Woohoo!
Yes! So excited it's your birthday, and I wish you many, many blessings and have a fabulous day. The show was wonderful this morning, and I'm so excited. I'm going to mark my calendar to do it again next Saturday because this was extremely wonderful. All that you do, Kim, and Kim. Three Kims.
Amen. Thank you so much. We love you.
Amen.
Love
Thank
you,
you
too.
God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your day. We have another caller, area code 917. The last four numbers is 3532. We want to bring you in. Good morning. Tell us your name and where you're calling in from.
Great morning. This is Glenise. Thank you, ladies, for an amazing show.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I called to send you million and million and million smiles, Kim. You are awesome. We love you, and I want to wish you a blessed birthday.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. Oh, Gigi. Gigi
love
inspires
you,
me to smile. Love you, too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh.
What a wonderful day.
God is great. Aww. He's awesome. You deserve it. You deserve it. There's so much more for you. And we just want to just take the time out today and give you what you deserve. Like Vincent said, you do so much for other people, Kim. And I love you. I love the God inside of you. I love your passion that you have for so many people. People don't even know behind the scenes what you have to deal with as a care. Take it for Auntie Brenda. We love you, Auntie Brenda. But yet and still, you make time for everyone else. So this is your day,
and we want to celebrate you. I'm looking, hopefully no one else dropped off the line, but just put that number one up and I'll bring you in. I want to make sure I get everybody. But in a few minutes, I want to do something special. I would like for us to all, I'm going, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do this right now. I'm going to open up all the lines. And then when I count to one, two, three, when I do that count, let's all wish Kim a happy birthday. How can we do that? Because we are family, right? Are all the lines about to be open? Every last one of them. We only have a few minutes left for the show, and I need Kim to know that she is loved. I want to overwhelm her.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy birthday, Kimmy. Can you hear me? Hello.
Is she, Kim, I hear you, Kim. Kim?
I can hear you. I hear you.
It's your
emotional.
You're emotional.
Oh.
Happy birthday, my sister.
Kim. Just smile. We're all here for you.
Love you, Kim. Oh. Have a mason jar glass of jar of water today.
Thank you, guys. Ooh, I went from beating y'all down to just loving on you now.
Okay. It worked. So we won't get beat down. Thank y'all so much. But on the count of one to three, let's just wish y'all a happy birthday. We're going to get some assistance because, you know, I can't sing now. But you know what? I'm going to do it for my girl because I love you, Kim. We all love you. And this is why today, we make sure that you know that you are loved. Amen? We
Amen.
Want you to know. So let me put on my song, and let's begin at the count of three, wishing Kim a happy birthday.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you so much. I'm getting emotional now.
Now, we're going to pray right now. We just want to thank God for your healing. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as Elohim, El Shaddai, asking you, Father, to go into the hospital where your daughter lays at. Father, we believe with Jesus Christ that we are healed of all our infirmities. Father, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, allow your healing virtue take place right now. Father, I thank you, oh God, for the doctors, the entire staff that's assigned to treat thee. I pray right now, God, that they know you in a special way, that every time they touch her, every time they speak, that they're pouring life into her, but at the same time, killing was trying to destroy your daughter. Father, in the name of Jesus, we eradicate any disease or illness that's trying, oh God, to take her out, to cause her, oh God, not to believe in you. Father, I thank you that you are extending her faith, oh God. God, that you're drawing her closer to you, oh God. I thank you that you are the joy of her world, oh God. The joy, oh God, that she gets strength from, oh God. God, I just bless you right now. I thank you for a new testimony today, oh God, as she shares how you raised her up once again, oh God. Healed her body, put her feet back on solid ground, cause her, oh God, to do our assignment in a new way, oh God, to just be the light of the people that you draw her to. So, Father, I say thank you, oh God, and I bless you for doing it, God. I love you, and I appreciate you. I expect it, God, because, God, you are not a failing God, but you are loving God, and you're kind, and you're just, and you're meek, and you're worthy to receive glory and praise on this day, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. I thank you, every one of you. Ah, God, I thank you, God, for being with us today. I thank you for leading us and carrying us through another year. Father, I just praise you, oh God, that I do the work that you called me to do, not only me, but everyone that's a personality host and those who to stand up to do what you call them, to use their voice, oh God, for you to get glory out of it. We thank you for every caller today. We thank you for what you're going to do in their life this remaining weekend. Allow them to go in peace and in love. And remember, there is hope. Be that gleam of hope. Be the salt of the earth today as you go forth, as you celebrate this last summer weekend. And you know how it rolls around on Tuesday. We got to get back in the swing of games. So always get back up with a praise on the inside. Tasha Cosmos, put a praise on it. Whatever you do with for the remainder of this year, put a praise on it as we bless God for you. We thank you once again here on the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope for being that beacon of hope and allowing us to share our hope with you. God bless you. Go in peace and love. Thank you. Kim, take us out. Radio Angel.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope.
To live, it's my time to fly, it's my